Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
On the air at, well, we hope so. Anyway, 7 after the hour.
Close enough.
That's the, yeah, right. That's the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls. Here we are, Advanced Metaphysics 101, Advanced Radio 101, Advanced Technology 101. Here we are, meeting in person for the umpteenth time, which is a wonderful thing that we are able to get together every day and yak about what's going on in the universe here, there, and everywhere. The Middle East plan and what's going on in Israel. I was talking to my friend Uri Geller about Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Jennifer, and the fact that he's been, on the same day the Middle East peace plan was announced, that he got indicted for corruption. Sounds like a replay.
You think that's by
here.
Mistake? I know. The timing is so crazy. It just so happens. These things happen.
Right. So anyway, the Middle East peace plan, I listened to some audio of the president saying it was his plan, and that this is the realistic solution to the problem. Is it a what is the
not according to the Palestinians?
Yeah, right. So what's wrong with it? Why is it? Is there anything? I mean, this certainly, if you have peace, that puts the Hamas terrorists out of business, and that's probably, I don't know if it was, who's the Palestinian spokesman? There's no prime minister of Palestine. There's no president of Palestine. So who's the spokesperson? Where does this stuff come from?
I know that it's a two-state solution, which is what they have asked for. So,
but I want to know who's speaking for the Palestinians.
Okay.
Where's that? Where's the voice? There's a press secretary someplace? I mean, who is it? That the Palestinians rejected. Well, who is it? That's about some guy on the street named Fred? What are they talking about?
Fred. Huh? You busted him. It's Fred.
They rejected it. Who rejected it? I want to see the face of the person who says this plan is rejected. And where are these fools in the news media? They just, the Palestinians say that it's not. Who? Where? I want a picture of somebody who says.
I
this
think
Uri
can tell us, because I'm sure this is big news over in Israel, and I'm sure this is across the major headline across every newspaper. So right. There's obviously some Palestinian governmental spokesperson or team of people who has already come out and said that they reject this plan. This is not an option that they're going to be okay with.
Well, it sounds like it looked like a pretty good plan to me from what I've experienced over there myself. And where they're going to sort of draw the line. East Jerusalem is that area. I was talking about this yesterday. You go out, you come down the bottom and out the back of the walled city, and you see over to the East Bank, the West Bank. The city is on the West Bank, and the Palestinians are on the East Bank. And it's a pretty workable solution.
Well,
nobody goes over there. The Jews don't go over there.
I don't know if it's going to get any better
over there.
I don't know if it's going to get any better, because Netanyahu and Trump are very close. And so both of them could not be around, at least in leadership roles, at the end of the year. So if you're going to do it, now would probably be the time. You've never heard Israel really talking about a two-state solution. So I think that this is, obviously some conservatives in the country are a little upset by this plan. But, man, if this could bring peace, it gives a little to both sides, why not? And the fact that there's so many details with the plan, including a map, that's more than we've seen in decades as far as a proposal.
Wow. I don't know. That's just... do we need to know, do Americans care really about, other than the people who want to take shots at Trump, they take shots at Netanyahu because they're two peas in a pod. Yesterday, I think we were talking about Netanyahu and how he comes across as an American. Well, he basically is a dual citizenship. He went to college at Princeton, and ever since, I remember the first time I met him and the first time I actually listened to him, I thought this guy sounds like a Jew from Brooklyn. That's what he sounds like, because he's Americanized. And maybe he's been Americanized in other ways other than just how he looks and talks, what his experiences are. He could be forced to resign, but I think it would be tough, wouldn't it? I mean, is the process in Israel the same as what we have here, sort of an impeachment thing?
It's a parliamentary system, so yeah, it's different, more complicated, I think.
Yeah.
That's why it seems like they're voting every 6 weeks. I swear, doesn't it?
They have been, right? Wasn't it four general elections in 2 years or something? Yeah.
Government.
So I can't. I don't think I could do it. I just this is enough. It's enough how it's been. I can't imagine.
What, here? You mean over there?
Yeah.
Well, Italy is the same. You look at the number of times the government changed in Italy. We were talking, we certainly focused on England, but look at the European circumstances. Most of the countries over there can have on a whim because they don't have constitutions. England doesn't have a constitution. You're all subject to the Queen. They can do what the Queen can call an election tomorrow if she wants to. That's what they do. So, I mean, a lot of people think the Queen doesn't have any power, or the royal family doesn't have any power, which is completely wrong. The royal family has complete power if they choose to exercise it on any citizen. You know, you go back to the days of barbarism when they bring people to the tower. The Queen has the power to do that. And a lot of these other countries are the same. We don't realize here, honestly, well, the French Constitution, the French have their own Constitution, and ours is modeled after theirs, and the reason it's not modeled after the British Constitution is because they don't have one. You look at some of the constitutions for some of the, I'm thinking about the Scandinavian countries, and I'm, in my mind, piecemealing all of it together, whether they, I don't think all of them have constitutions either. There's no constitution in Italy that I know of. I don't think there's one in Spain. You go to any of the African, any place. This is a very unique, you know, we talk about what a unique experiment democracy is, or whatever we call this government or representative form of government. It really is. And to that end, think about this for a little bit. I was reading some papers. I don't know why I came across this. I was doing some homework, and I came across some stuff from Jimmy Carter. You know, all of the presidents, except Bill Clinton, have gone to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter and Bill Clinton don't get along. They don't like each other. They never have. But when Trump first went into office, he called Jimmy Carter for some advice. And
Jimmy Carter offered it. I think that's China. How. I don't think Trump calls anyone for advice. I think that it went the other way.
No, but he actually
around.
Did.
No,
he
did get
did.
This. Is,
yeah.
Carter said he got a call for advice from President Trump. And it was about the first war that Trump got involved in. And Carter said he was talking to Trump about philosophy. And what came out of the conversation was that the USA has only had 16 years of peace in their 242-year history. We are the most warlike nation in the history of the world. And Carter said you shouldn't be forcing other nations to adopt our American principles, which is kind of contradictory when you consider that Carter was responsible for getting the Shah of Iran out of Iran, and all of the mess that we have now goes back to Carter. I love Carter as a human being. He sucked as president.
Was not,
and I don't know
president.
Why Trump called him as for advice.
But they have
like
the
this.
Same ideology, I think, when it comes to war. And I don't think Trump shares that ideology with any other president. I mean, every other president has had a war that he could have called. He could. I mean, Obama, Bush, Clinton. There was always something. So I don't know.
Well, but do we even realize that? Do people who are listening to this program right now, or people in general, do you think that the average American knows that we've only had 16 years of peace in the history of the country? That we've been at war with somebody over something in all that time? And talk about bellicosity. Wow. Forcing. And that's really, I don't know if we've tried to force nations. I mean, we've certainly been out there selling democracy, and it hasn't really worked particularly well, so maybe we ought to just quit it. It's not up to us to tell or help other people to figure out what their future is, other than how they deal with us. It isn't up to us. It's none of our business. And we keep sticking our nose into all this stuff at the behest of the military-industrial complex. I mean, let's face it, that's what this is all about. Wars are not good for anybody except the people that are building the armaments. That's what they're good for. Other than that, not good for anything. You don't have enough fuel. You know, it uses up all kinds of stuff. In a moment, I'm going to tell you a story about what we're going to be eating in the next 50 years. Stand by for that after these words, 16 after, on the DJV program.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hurry! Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. The largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most.
We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men.
And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's keep our focus. Well, not necessarily our focus on the here and now, but I am under the impression, after looking at, just kind of nosing around for some food news, because we check all sources and all kinds of things, and I spend my morning talking to the ladies, looking at a lot of different things, some of which make it to the air, some of them don't. But here's something that I came across actually yesterday. By the year 2050, remember the old song by Zager and Evans, in the year 2525, if man is still alive? Well, the year 2050, farmers are not going to be able to produce enough food. This is my focus on the American Family Farmer show and podcast. One of the things we'll talk about this week is this very thing. So what are we going to do for food in 25 years or 20, 30 years, if we don't have enough farmers and we don't have enough land to feed the 10 billion humans, or close to it, that will be on the planet? We're going to feed them bugs. Bugs are the new food, the new world order of food. Bugs. Yum, huh? 21 after the hour.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
JV program, the iHeart Country Festival, returning in 2020 with a newly announced lineup. Country Music Festival, including performances by Dierks Bentley, Sam Hunt, we're listening to him in the background, Lady Andy Bellum, Dustin Lynch, Kelsey Ballerini, Kane Brown is going to be there, John Pardee, and Chase Rice. Hot Country Nights, Dierks Bentley's 90s-influenced cover band, also recently released a debut single called Pick Her Up, will make an appearance at the iHeart Country Festival as well. iHeart's trying to take over the world here. The event marks the night's first announced festival performance since signing the Universal Music Group in January. Additional acts for the show on May 2nd expected to be announced in the next couple of weeks. The 7th annual festival held at the Frank Irwin Center in Austin, be available to view via live stream or livexlive.com. What's LiveXLive? Is that just another streaming service?
It's a live streaming site, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Does that belong to iHeart, too? Who's that belong
to? I don't know. I think they do a lot of other stuff, so I don't think so.
The performances will be broadcast live across iHeart Media's country music radio stations and at iHeartRadio.com. Tickets for the festival go on sale February 7th, 7 p.m. Central Time via TexasBoxOffice.com. All right, let's see what Bob Shane's up to. 26 after the hour.
Sorry.
That's all right. Most people don't even know who he is. The last surviving member of the Kingston Trio, which came from San Francisco, actually, back in the folk music era, the revival, the fact that he's passed away, I guess, is the news here, although I kind of thought that there was
a lot of tributes coming out for him.
That was the Kingston Trio really sort of started the folk music thing, if that's what you want to call it, there was kind of a move in pop music in the 60s to get away from some of the rock, and these three guys, and then others, the Letterman, there are a whole bunch of groups that came out of this era. The song Tom Dooley, which you're listening to in the background, was a very popular song. It goes back to November 1958. One of the two Grammy Awards the group got, including Best Country and Western Performance. But it wasn't really country and western. It was the beginning of the folk era in the late 50s and through the 60s, and very influential. Matter of fact, it was one of those revival shows that T.J. Lubinsky did was all about folk music. And the stars of the show really were the Kingston Trio. Bob Shane returned to the Grammys in 2011 when he and the Kingston Trio family accepted the Recording Academy Lifetime Achievement Award. In a tribute to the trio at their Grammys, Peter, Paul, and Mary's Peter Yarrow said their music was a transcendental force in a difficult political climate. Yeah, this was the beginning of the Vietnam era. A lot of protest groups came out of it. Peter, Paul, and Mary were actually probably the best known once the Kingston Trio started it, but then Peter, Paul, and Mary really made it work. Peter Yarrow said, quote, their music was a balm to the growing angst in a generation that was soon to turn our country and our world upside down. Sometimes they were wistful, as in Sloop John B. Sometimes they sang a great happy song like the MTA. Sometimes they were sensitive, as in Tom Dooley. Sometimes they were wonderfully cutting-edge hip, as in Bob Shane's classic rendition of Scotch and Soda. So that's the news passing of Bob Shane from the Kingston Trio. 28 after the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that advanced your career skills and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? Find out more. Text NET to 79645. Start on the path to earning your MBA or Business Analytics Master's degree online from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the graduate programs from the top-ranked W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University offered 100% online. Text NET to 79645. That's N-E-T to 79645.
I am doing all the right things, drinking plenty of water, eating right, and exercising. But month after month, my constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating keep coming back.
Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, affects 13 million Americans. Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at linzess.com. That's linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump signed into law a major rewrite of the rules of trade with Canada and Mexico, celebrating the fulfillment of one of his top campaign promises. Trump said negotiating the North American Free Trade Agreement was probably the number one reason I decided to lead this crazy life that I'm leading right now. He also said, today, we're finally ending the NAFTA nightmare. The event featured hundreds of business and farm leaders from around the country and scores of Republican officials. The U.S. International Trade Commission calculated that the deal will add at least $68 billion to economic growth and generate over 176,000 jobs over the next few years. The new pact, along with the signing of Phase 1 of the agreement with China, dials down trade tensions that have contributed to slowing economic growth globally. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The message for today at 34 after the hour is pay attention to what's going on in the world. The ladies are getting a kick out of what I said a few minutes ago. If you're just joining us, the conversation is about what we're going to eat in the next 50 years. And the bottom line is it's bugs, because farmers are not, and I'm not trying to be facetious here, but the world food supply is now just barely able to keep up with the needs of the 7 billion people that live on the planet. Now, can you imagine me 2 billion more people on the planet in just another 30, 40 years? What the hell? Where are they going to live? Where are they going to go? How are you going to get around in some of these huge cities? Not just here in America.
I wonder that about Los Angeles, where I live.
Yeah,
like, where do we put anybody else? Yeah. And people are leaving.
Well, yesterday I was talking to a real estate friend of mine who said at the moment there are 2,450 homes for sale just in Los Angeles proper. There's never been this kind of movement in the history of their keeping records. Everybody, you know, 2,000 homes, for that may not seem a lot in a city of 8 million people, but at one time it sure is, especially when you look at where the pins are, the areas that are too expensive, people can't afford to live there. It's becoming a real serious problem. So you look ahead to figure out how to feed all of these mouths. And by the way, the projections, interestingly enough, the projections for the wealth quotient, this is a report on the status of the world in 2050, okay? So the food supply is one focus, and money and what people will have. And these people who did this, the anthropologist at Wayne State University named Julie Lesnick, who did the report, said that we will be on average wealthier. People who are alive in the world in 2050 will be better off monetarily than they are now. which I thought was kind of interesting, where they, you know, who knows where they come up with this stuff. I know that when it comes to food, that the people who are in my business, as you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, I follow this stuff very carefully, and we have this podcast and the hourly show that we do every week called The American Family Farmer, which you can get at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We talk about how the family farmer is going to get saved, how farm and food and family all go together. And so as a sort of looking forward, trying to figure out what we're going to do, a lot of people are not going to be eating cheeseburgers, that you can be sure of, because there's not going to be any the meat. The alternative protein sources, because beef and pork and chicken will be in short supply, will be bugs, basically. Impossible Foods, company called Beyond Meat. These companies are going public because they offer the same sort of sizzle with bugs. That's what they're saying. You look forward. I don't know. I have a hard time. I'm looking at a picture of a grill. All right. Envision this. Use your imagination. That's why doing this stuff for a living is great. There's a picture on this website of horse crickets that are fried up with lemon grass. That's what people fried. It's like eating popcorn shrimp. Or,
yum.
No, I'm not kidding. That's what it looks like.
Just ruined popcorn shrimp.
Listen, look at the pictures. It's pretty amazing. Thanks. Crickets don't generally eat grasses and hay, so we're not too sure where, you know, they eat a lot of other stuff that you don't want to know about either. Termites are supposedly going to be big in the future, eating termites. How about that, boys and girls? You like that?
Well, grasshoppers.
Termites, grasshoppers, yeah.
Yeah, grasshoppers are already...
Cockroaches.
That's already a big... that's a popular thing. Chocolate-covered grasshoppers. Grasshoppers are used in a lot of, like, authentic Mexican cuisine.
Well, if you go to Asia, these things are served now all over the place.
Yeah.
I remember first time I was exposed to it when I went to China, and when we were sitting at a table with dignitaries... And my children are with me, and they're looking at my face as they don't serve you. They put a bunch of stuff. They have the table that goes around, and in the middle of the table is the food. And so on this, in the plates that were in the middle, there were a lot of veggies and stuff, and then there were raw fish that were just caught and thrown on the table. They didn't even gut them. They were bugs. Oh my God. But that's what they eat. Anyway, let's focus on China a little bit more here. The coronavirus, I never pronounced
coronavirus.
It right.
It's coronavirus. Just think of the beer. Oh, never mind. That doesn't help you. Anyway,
so,
it helps other people. Corona.
Thank you. So hundreds of people are dead. Thousands of people have it. So what's the latest that you can come up with, Victoria?
Well, 132 people at least, that's the minimum that we know of, are dead. And at least 6,000 cases have been confirmed now in mainland China. That actually overtakes the scope of the SARS pandemic. Remember that in 2003? Yeah. This is worse than SARS now, and it's spreading really quickly. And I think we mentioned this in the last few days. A lot of other countries, Japan, the U.S., Canada, a lot of countries have, Turkey and South Korea have now added to this, have been sending empty planes to get their citizens out. So the U.S. has done this several times now. 210 people are the latest to land in California. happy coronavirus to Jen, right?
Right in Ontario at the airport. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I wondered how. I heard that too, Jennifer. Ontario is not that big an airport, so they must have.
Maybe it's
they sent them there to keep them away from LAX.
Exactly. Well, right.
They sent them to keep them away from LAX.
Yeah, right. And they're going to be swabbed. So they have, it's a spit test to see if you're carrying the virus. So they do know that much. There is no vaccine. However, research teams in Hong Kong and Australia have actually successfully grown a copy of the virus, which is providing crucial information about how it spreads. Now, we do know that people can have the virus, can be carriers, without showing symptoms, and that's where it gets dicey, and that's why they're swabbing people before they're getting off the flight. And if they are carrying the virus, I'm assuming they go right into quarantine and they go right to the hospital. So, clearly, this is still a developing story, and I don't imagine this going away anytime soon in the next few weeks.
Mm-hmm. Lots of health information every week, two different podcasts and hours to listen to. The podcasts at Apple Podcasts, that's where the Apple Podcast app is, Spotify app, wherever you get your podcast, get that. Or you can listen to it also at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Hurry! Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes. The largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
Enter by January 30th, 2020. No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hi, Saver. Walgreens here. We like the way you save. Take coffee. You know it doesn't have to cost $4 a cup, so you make your own. And co-pays on Medicare Part D. You save up to $5 and get 100 balance rewards points on each prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Save smartly on Med D. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Co-pay savings on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Points cannot be earned in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Complete details at walgreens.com/balance.
Deborah's home was stolen. Now, I don't mean thieves stole stuff. I mean scammers literally stole her home. The FBI calls title theft one of the fastest-growing white-collar crimes. And this story is why you need Home Title Lock. Deborah says criminals found the title to our home online and filed fraudulent documents claiming they owned our home. Wait, it gets worse. Deborah goes on to say, I was evicted from my own home and $85,000 in equity, gone. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. This is why you need Home Title Lock, because no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. First things first, go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if your home's title has been tampered with. You need to protect the legal title to your home so you don't end up like Deborah. Go to HomeTitleLock.com now for 60 risk-free days of protection. Again, that's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Many fans dream of seeing football's biggest game of the year in person. If you're fortunate enough to have this experience, be sure you're maximizing your financial rewards for the trip of a lifetime. Travel expert Lee Abamonte shares insider tips.
Booking travel for the big game can be expensive, with thousands of people headed to Miami. No matter which team you're rooting for, you can come out on top with the Bank of America Preferred Rewards Program. As a member, I always receive a rewards bonus when I use my Bank of America Premium Rewards credit card. This boosts the points I earn on all travel and dining purchases to an unlimited 3.5 points per dollar. Another helpful perk is the unlimited no-fee ATM transactions at all U.S. ATMs that I receive as a Preferred Rewards member in the Platinum Honors tier. Whether you're using a card or cash, taking a road trip, or flying to see the big game in person, Preferred Rewards has you covered.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/preferred rewards.
Speaking of mortgages and money and stuff, it's time for us to sort of take on the new year and your financial responsibilities and how your wallet did over the holiday season. There are a lot of people that are giving you ideas on how to avoid financial hangover, holiday hangover. One of them who's here with us right now is Anuj Nayyar. He's a financial officer, financial health officer at Lending Club. LendingClub.com, I think, is your website, isn't it?
That's right, Doug.
Yeah, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Is it too late to be wishing people a happy New Year, I wonder?
it's just a little bit too late to wish them a happy Chinese New Year.
Yes, that's true. Yeah, you were listening to me talk about the Chinese New Year. So the financial mistakes that we're talking about, that people in, we're having, a lot of people are getting upset stomachs looking at their bills that are coming in now from the holiday season, right? Then a lot of people have overdone it. So what sort of things do you, as you look at your toolbox there, what kind of items are available? What should people be thinking about to get themselves out of this hole?
Well, that's exactly it, Doug. Thank you. I mean, you know we've all done it. You've recovered from your physical hangover, but you still, your credit card bills hit, and you just overspent during the holidays way more than you anticipated. You budgeted for the gift, but you didn't budget for the extra dinners or holiday parties or buying a new New Year's Eve outfit, and now that bill is sitting there and burning a hole in your pocket. And our data shows, it's kind of incredible, that there's millions of Americans that are still paying off the credit card debt they racked up in holiday 2018. As they're getting
I was thinking, you know, you took the words out of my mouth. There are a lot of people, we were talking about this a month or more ago, about how many people, excuse me, I think 16% of those who are out buying things for 2019 hadn't paid off the debt from 2018. What's that costing them?
Or even 17, right? I mean, the fact is, these things just keep racking up. And when you do that, you've basically taken out a very bad, long-term personal loan with no end date. And
29% interest rates.
So it's a terrible way to kick off the new year by sticking yourself into that terrible debt.
So Lending Club did a survey to find out specifically where people were. Do you have some... like some specific items that can sort of bring us up short here when we're thinking about this? Because people say, oh, that's not me, that's somebody else. Well, hold on.
When we did our New Year's resolution survey, the number one, as you'd expect, was people setting physical health goals. But the number two one, 81% of the people surveyed were setting some kind of financial health goal, to save more, to pay off the credit card debt, to get themselves back on a path. The sad thing is, though, Doug, is that the data shows that 80% of the people that make New Year's resolutions have broken them by the time you hit Valentine's Day.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. No matter whether it's to lose weight, save money, you know, any of those things, they just give up. So let's get people focused on what we can do. Can you give us a list of things that can help those who are serious about sticking to the financial resolutions? What can they do?
Yeah, a lot of the things for your financial health follow the same things you do for physical health. I mean, the first one is just to get a plan together, create a plan, take small, actionable goals, you know, keep focused on your progress. And if you make a mistake and you fall off the wagon, don't worry about it. Get back on. The biggest thing, though, is to take care of that credit card debt you've got sitting around and move that into a way that you can pay it off with a fixed end date and something that allows you to get yourself back out of debt and back on a path to financial health.
Right.
And there's lots of online services to help you either get money or make money, right? So getting money, we've all had that friend that promises to pay you back for those holiday drinks but never does. There's a bunch of different apps like Venmo and PayPal that have a request money feature that will allow you to do that. And you can make money on a side hustle in so many different ways. So, you know, everybody knows Uber and Lyft, but there's other ones like CitiCity that allows you to do that. And there's a bunch more information up on our website, lendingclub.com, if anybody's looking for some help to get themselves on a path to financial health in 2020.
Well, whatever your financial goals are, you need to have dates and things assigned to them. So go to lendingclub.com. Anuj Nayar, thanks for being here on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVoice.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Time for us to enjoy your paws, in-laws. You have dogs, right? They're kind of like in-laws, right? This is the Warren, excuse me for coughing in your ear there. Warren Eckstein is the host of The Pet Show, which is heard every weekend all around the country. Fabulous information. Been on the air for a long time. He certainly knows all there is. Your dog from stem to stern, your cat from stem to stern, your iguana from stem to stern, your snake, whatever your pet is. He's got some experience there. Have you ever actually, can you train a snake? Have you ever done anything like that?
Well, they're not going to jump over hurdles or anything, but they can be really socialized. I mean, I had many snakes in my life. And you know what? It's kind of interesting. And this
You've
may sound eccentric.
I think, haven't you?
You're absolutely right. This may sound eccentric, but do you know there's nothing...
No, Warren, you're eccentric? Come on.
Imagine that. If people would learn that if you hold the snake and it's socialized to the point where it's not aggressive and it's fed properly and taken care of, there's nothing more relaxing. I mean, I used to sit at my desk all the time, and I always had a snake in my hands. It's just, people just...
Sure you did.
Don't. You know what? Here's the... If snakes had legs, and if snakes had... they don't have eyelids. So, in other words, they never look like they're sleeping. So, I think... I think snakes get a really bad rap, but they're great, great, great animals.
Yeah, because they spoil things on the first day.
Would you like me to recommend a ball python? If you're going to start with a new snake, though, if you're thinking about getting into reptiles, educate yourself first. But the snake I recommend is a ball python.
Really?
Never seen an aggressive one.
Somebody turning into the station carrying this program for the first time. If you're going to have a snake, I'm going to recommend a special kind of snake for you. Yes. Today is National Seeing Eye Dog Day. Seeing eye dogs are service dogs, guides for the visually impaired. Labrador retrievers, golden retrievers, German shepherds are used as seeing eye dogs. Do you think those are the best? Probably, Warren. I guess they probably are.
Well, they try to go for standard in terms of size and everything. They are the Labrador retrievers, the golden retrievers. You know, even mixed breed dogs. And when I was training in Europe, a lot of the seeing eye dogs were Bouviers and Briards and other breeds as well. Just amazing work these dogs do. In other words, anyone who ever considered the fact that, you know what, dogs don't have the ability or animals don't have the ability to think or analyze, have never had the opportunity of actually watching or working with the amazing abilities of these, not just seeing eye, but I trained some of the first dogs in this country for people that are hearing impaired or deaf. In fact, I did train the first deaf dog deaf dog, the first dog for a deaf person in the country. It's just amazing because the animals know. They know they have a job. Even these guide dogs, they're out there working, they're taking the people around. But when you bring them home and you take that harness off of them, it's just like your dog or my dog. They're puppies. They want to belly rub. They want to play. They want to chase. But like police dogs or military dogs, they know when they have to work and they know when they can play. I think it's phenomenal work that these guys do training these dogs.
I was at a luncheon on Sunday and a lady had a lab there, a six-month-old lab, and it had the wrap on it, and it was being trained as a seeing eye dog. And I said, well, why would you bring him to an event like this? She said, well, they have to get used to every circumstance. This was the sweetest dog. As soon as I got down to pat him, he got up and he started kissing me. And I thought, wow, I'm like you. I'd grab every dog that I could. I love Daisy. Has become such a wonderful, just a great, great, great dog. And most dogs are going to be as you treat them. That's something that other people. I was walking down the street with Daisy the other day, and there was a guy with a there was a Rottweiler, there was a pit bull, and they all came over, and we were talking and playing and patting and this stuff. It just the rap that some of these dogs and some of these breeds get is really.
It is crazy. But, you know, here's an interesting point and something listeners should know. When you see someone out working, you know, whether it be a person working with a guide dog or a service dog, never approach the dog unless you ask first. That dog is working at that point. So you always want to ask, is it okay if I play with the dog? Is it okay if I pat the dog? And if they say yes, you know, because then they can let the dog off. Just amazing work these dogs do. It's just unbelievable. Having trained over, I'm not bragging here, but having trained over 40,000 animals myself, I am amazed every day at new things I learned about how they
work. I don't think it's bragging. I think it's fact, and that's what gives you credibility as much as anything else. So explain to us the new law that's out in England that prohibits your dog from cohabitating with anything in the palace.
This is the law. Letting your dog mate with the royal's dogs without permission is not every day you'll find yourself meeting the queen's corgis. But you could be in serious trouble if your dog is found mating with one of her puppies. You could actually go to jail. I don't know, maybe lose your head. So if you have a dog in England, have him spayed and neutered. You have it done anywhere, but keep him away from the queen's dogs. You'll be a lot happier, and maybe you won't wind up in jail.
My son had his new dog, Fiona, spayed over the weekend. You know, she was found on the side of the road. So finally she's healthy enough to get spayed. She spent all weekend just trying to get out of the cone. That's what they do. Yeah. All right, Warren, great job as usual. You're quite the pal. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
More people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.